The Osgood Files, sponsored by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Trickle-down fairy dust?
They have tried to sell us this trickle-down tax cut fairy dust before.
What would make him say such a thing? We'll find out after this from Charlie. Democrats have hammered Mitt Romney for failing to attach numbers to his economic plans, but on Thursday, he did attach one. He promised to create 12 million new jobs in the next 4 years by helping small business owners, by making sure young people have the skills to succeed, by cutting spending to reduce the deficit, by improving the trade system, and by creating energy independence.
Just those things alone create 12 million new American jobs. 12 million jobs!
He had another number, too.
23 million Americans out of work or underemployed. 23 million. It's a tragedy. It's a moral failing.
But beyond that, still no numbers detailing how his budget would actually pencil out. As for the president, he's said many times that nothing pencils out unless you increase taxes on someone. And in his speech in Orlando, he didn't seem at all hesitant to name that someone.
In order to afford one $250,000 tax cut for somebody like Mr. Romney, 125 families, like many of yours, would have to pay an additional $2,000 in taxes. And that's not a one-time thing. This would be each and every year.
Democrats clearly smell blood on the tax issue, especially since Mr. Romney decided to stand firm on not releasing more of his own tax returns. And 2 weeks ago, a CNN poll showed 54% of Americans wanted to see those returns. But another poll released last week, limited to registered voters, found only 36% were interested in seeing them. Which makes me think that, for now at least, they're going to remain private. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.